The Appraisal Company of Alaska will be conducting fieldwork this summer in outlying areas that are now part of the new Wrangell Borough. This includes properties in Myers Chuck, Union Bay, Tom's Place, Olive Cove, Farm Island, and Wrangell Island East and West. Mike Renfro is with the Appraisal Company of Alaska, and he's a contract assessor for the city and borough of Wrangell.
What we're going to do is during this summer and into the fall, the assessors will be coming out to the various annex areas and inventorying, which is inspecting, measuring, and taking pictures of all of the properties, the improved properties out there.
According to Renfro, the assessors do their research, so the value of each property is based on sales information for each particular area.
I wouldn't use a sale in downtown Wrangell to value a cabin over on Farm Island or a cabin down at Tom's Place or even at Myers Chuck. What we will do, and we've been collecting sales for a number of years, we'll take the sales that are in those areas and use those as the guidelines for valuing the properties in those areas.
Renfro says the property owner does not have to be present for the assessment.
All the inspections are based on exterior inspections of the property. The people do not have to let the assessor inside their house. They can if they want to. Generally, what we're looking for is a description of the property from an on-site inspection.
After the fieldwork is complete, the assessors will then assign a value for each and every property. The process for what follows is laid out in the Wrangell Borough Charter as well as an Alaska State Statute. Notices of property value are sent out to the owners.
Let's say that the notices will go out in March, and people will have, once they get their notice, they have 30 days to appeal, and they'll write a letter to the borough saying, we appeal our assessment. And then there's another period of time after the appeal period is over with, after the 30 days is over with, at which I have time to contact all the people, to reinspect their property, to tell them and show them what I have done to come up with their value, and go over it with them.
If the property owner and the appraiser do not come to an agreement, it then goes to the Board of Equalization. But Renfro says in most cases of appeal, the owner and the assessor do reach an agreement. Renfro and the Appraisal Company of Alaska have decades of experience in assessments of all kinds, including those in areas far from a town center.
We've done everything from cabins on the Gulf of Alaska to apartment buildings in the downtown communities. You know, up in the Arctic, we've been every place from Koktovik to Point Hope, so we've looked at a lot of outlying communities and the type of properties that are, they're not the same type that you would find in, say, Tom's Place or Farm Island, or even for Myers Chuck, but, you know, they are outlying properties.
The company was responsible for appraisals for the city and borough of Yakutat. Plus, Renfro has been the appraiser for Wrangell for a number of years, so he's very familiar with the surrounding areas. Renfro says he doesn't know the schedule yet for when the assessors will be in each area, but he'll be sure to get the word out once he does.
We'll give plenty of notice so people know when we'll be in those areas. And if they have questions or they're down there and they see us come around, ask as many questions as they want. Talk to the people that are doing the field work, whether it's myself or one of my staff. And the guys or girls that are working for me would be more than happy to talk to anybody and tell them and show them what we're doing.
Renfro's target date for completing all the property inspections is before September 15th. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.